Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to today's episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I believe today's word will strengthen your heart, lift your spirit, and guide your steps. Wherever you're listening from, at home, in traffic, at work, or during your morning routine, may the Lord speak to you personally today. Today's topic is trust and obey, and our Bible text is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." In the book Through Gates of Splendor, author Elizabeth Elliot tells the true story of her husband, Jim Elliot, and four other missionaries who traveled into the jungles of Ecuador in the 1950s. Their mission: to reach the Warani tribe with the gospel, a tribe known for being extremely hostile. Everyone told them it was too dangerous. Many said it was impossible. But Jim wrote these powerful words in his journal: "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. These young men trusted God completely and obeyed his leading, even when it made no sense to the human mind." Though their journey ended in martyrdom, their story sparked one of the greatest missionary revivals of the 20th century. The tribe they reached eventually came to Christ, including some of the very men who killed them, because of the legacy of trust and obedience they left behind. Sometimes trusting and obeying God does not look convenient, but it is always worth it. Family, let me ask you this today. What is God asking you to trust him with in this season? Maybe it's a decision, a relationship, a job change, a financial step of faith, or even your healing. And maybe, just maybe, it feels uncertain, risky, or unclear. But here's God's gentle encouragement to you today: be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. He's not asking you to understand everything. He's asking you to trust him. When you obey God, you step into his divine covering. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." Obedience opens the door to blessing. Sometimes trusting God feels like stepping into a dark hallway with only a small flashlight. The light doesn't show you the whole path, but it shows you the next step. And often, that's all God gives. But guess what? That next step is enough, because God is in the hallway with you. Are you delaying obedience because you're waiting for full clarity? If yes, here is your encouragement today. Clarity often comes after obedience, not before. When Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on water, Matthew 14, verse 29, he didn't see the whole journey. He simply heard one instruction from Jesus: come. And that one word was enough for a miracle. Take a moment right where you are and reflect. What step is God asking me to take today? What promise do I need to lean on? Hold that thought in your heart. Here's is your action point for the day. Identify one area of your life where you have been hesitant and take a step of obedience today. Can be small, can be quiet, but take that step. Call that person, send that email, start that project, pray that prayer, release that bitterness. Obey that instruction God whispered. Trust him and obey. In conclusion, beloved, trusting and obeying God doesn't mean the road will always be smooth, but it guarantees that you will never walk the road alone. God goes before you, walks beside you, and stands behind you. Like Jim Elliot and countless believers before us, your obedience will produce a testimony, and your trust will unlock divine direction. Here is your action point for today. Wherever you are, let's say this together. Today, I trust God completely. I choose obedience over fear. My steps are guided. My path is blessed. I walk in divine favor, wisdom, and peace. God is ordering my day, and everything is working for my good. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning. We commit this day into your hands. Guide every step we take. Help us to trust you deeply and obey you promptly. Let your presence go with every listener today. Let favor surround them. Let peace rest on them. And let today bring testimonies of your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone, a friend, a colleague, or a family member, and be a vessel of encouragement today. Stay blessed, stay winning, and stay trusting and obeying. God bless you richly.
Through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.